All right, joining me now, another treat for everybody from the awesome program that is the University of Hawaii Women's Water Polo Team. Joining me is utility player Lott Sturtefeld. Lott, thank you so much for taking the time to join us during this busy final week of the regular season.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me over.
All right, so first things first, I usually get ask people to tell us a little bit about their hometown. You're originally from the Netherlands, but I don't even want to attempt to pronounce what is listed as your hometown. So please tell us where you're from.
So I'm from Nijverdal. It's like a small town in the east of the Netherlands. I like to say it's close to Germany. Then people get like an idea of where it is. But it's like far away from Amsterdam. That's the only place people know. So. Yeah, a small city.
Maybe just share with us one or two things that make that city in particular very special that we definitely here in Hawaii and America have no idea about.
Let's think. Well, my original water polo club is from there. We're the only Division I team in the East that has the men's and women's team in the first league. So I've been playing there my whole life. Secondly, it got nominated as happiest place for multiple years in the Netherlands, so, or like the place with the happiest people.
That's pretty cool. That's a nice little fun fact. I like that one. And I'm assuming you look like a very happy person, so I'm assuming that's the truth.
Yeah, I love it there.
Nice for us to know. Say it again one more time, just so some of our listeners can somewhat grasp what the city is called.
Nijverdal.
Got it. All right. Put that on your vocabulary, everybody. Nijverdal, Netherlands, is where Lott Sturtefeld is from, utility player for the UH Women's Water Polo Team. All right. Take us back a little bit, though. How, who, what, or how did you first get into playing water polo, and what solidified your love for it where you're thinking, oh, I want to continue this for as long as I can?
So my dad was a water polo player. He was also a ref. And my parents think it's super important for us to play a team sport for me and my brothers. So we tried soccer first. That wasn't it. So then my dad was like, let me take them to the pool. And we signed up. And me and my two brothers, we played water polo there for a couple of years. And then I just loved it so much. I stayed and played. Yeah, my whole life there.
And you have your two brothers, it says here, they're older than you. So
yes.
What was that like? And how much older are they? And what was it like being the youngest sibling and being the only girl in the family?
So they're 2 and 3 years older. I think it's always like the little sister, a little bit bullying. But I mean, we have a good bond. And it's always fun. At vacations, we would play in the lakes, water polo. My dad and my two brothers against me. Like, we would do like funny games, but yeah, they're like role models in water polo. My brother still plays. My dad and my other brother stopped, so it's fun. Our whole dinners are about water polo, and my dad is a ref, so he would like give me tips and or tell me what not to do or what he saw that was wrong. It's always fun on a dining table after a game.
And where does your brother play now, the one who still currently plays?
He plays for Het Ravijn in Nijverdal. It's like the club where I grew up to, Robin.
Awesome. And we are joined by Lott Sturtefeld from the UH Women's Water Polo Program. All right, from Netherlands and now here to Hawaii. What made you choose the University of Hawaii to continue your collegiate career?
Coach Maureen Cole reached out to me after playing, I think it was Youth World Championship in Portugal. She sent me a message asking if I was interested in coming here. I haven't really thought about like moving to America and like playing here, but at home it's really hard to combine sports and education. It's not like the American system. So I was actually really intrigued by like combining it and she showed me some pictures of the island and I was like, sold. Like, that's amazing. Outdoors, all the pools at home are indoors. It's always like gloomy weather. It's cold. It's rainy. Here it's sunny all the time. So it was an easy choice.
Yeah. And do you know, obviously your sport takes place in the pool. Do you find yourself venturing off to all the beaches here as well?
Well, our schedule is really busy. We usually only have Sundays off. So I try to go to the beach every Sunday. But yeah, not as much as I would hope to go to the beach, but.
And speaking of being very busy, I mentioned it before we started chatting here that I see you working for Sodexo at some of the games here during the water polo season. So tell us a little bit about how you personally balance, you know, school, obviously, because we're a student athlete first. So school, water polo, and having to work as well.
Well, as an international student, we can only work on campus. And I worked for Sodexo, and my boss, Patrick, super nice. Like, he's super flexible. Like, if you want to earn some money, we text him and he puts us on the games. And it's like a fun working place. Like, a lot of international students, a lot of athletes. And I just work after practice if needed.
Yeah, and hopefully you don't get too bothered by some of us crazy fans that pop into the Ed Wong room.
I mean, it's always super fun. I met a lot of people, and a lot of people actually, after we talked with them, they reached out to Coach Mo and like helped us with some pre-game meals, post-game meals. So it's always fun to meet people and they help us out.
Awesome. And we are joined by Lott Sturtefeld, of the UH Women's Water Polo Program. Now, speaking of the program itself, this past weekend, you guys clinched a share, at least, of the Big West regular season championship with the 13-6 victory over Long Beach State. Also, this is the sixth Big West regular season title and third in the last 4 years. So, just describe what it's like to be part of such a successful program. I know it's something your dad must be thrilled about, being that he is a water polo coach and ref, or your family in general. But describe how you feel to be such a part of such a winning program. And also, what do you feel makes you guys so successful?
Obviously, it's super special. I'm really thankful to being part of this team for 4 years. We had pretty good results the last few years. What makes us special? I think our team obviously exists of so many international players, and we all have our own unique features and like ideas about water polo. I mean, every country we play differently. And by bringing that all together, I feel like our style is pretty unique. I think it's a little bit different from the American style, which I think works in our favor. We all have our like the Spanish attack, and then like the Dutch are like more defense. Mm. So we have like a combine of all like different features, and I think that works really well.
That's awesome. And you're listed as a utility, and who we had on a couple of weeks ago, your teammate Jordan Wedderburn, is also a utility player. She kind of talked to us a little bit about what a utility player does. So same question for you. Just talk about your position a little bit and how maybe you found yourself playing that position.
So this year is actually the first year I've been playing on the 1-2 side. I'm originally like a 4-5 player. It's the left-hander side, but I'm a righty. But a utility is more a person who can play multiple positions. So I can play both sides. 1 year I played as a defender too. I'm just not a center like Jordan or Bia, obviously. But yeah, I can play both sides. And it's more like you can defend, attack, kind of everything, I feel like.
Maybe that's a little bit about what makes you guys so good, too. It seems like multiple players on your team play multiple positions.
I feel like everyone can play everywhere. We can rotate, like different lines get in, and it's just makes it, let's see, like interesting to play. Like some days I would play on the 4-5 side with, for example, Lucia or Bernie. And then we have Jordan playing on the 1-2 side, or I play on the 1-2 side with Aggie, and Jordan is center. And I feel like since when we rotate, it just works well. Everyone on different spots, everyone can fill in for each other.
Awesome. And I hope everyone comes out this week to cheer on the Rainbow Wahine Water Polo Program senior night this Saturday. And speaking of senior night as well, you are one of the seniors that will be honored following that game. So maybe just share with us a couple of your favorite memories that you've had with your time here at the University of Hawaii, both personally and as a player.
There are so many great memories, first of all. I think some of my great memories are obviously winning Big West my freshman year. That was great. It was a weird time with COVID, and we still managed to win. That was a great year. I think last year winning Cal at home for the first time in a long time, we beat the MPSF team, and that was a big thing. Some personal memories. I feel like I just grow a lot here as a person. Like, not only like as a player, but like personal, it's the first time I live on myself, speaking different languages, meeting so many great people, getting to play under Coach Mo and Coach James. I think it's just the experience overall, it's just great.
And we hope that your guys' season does carry out quite a few more weeks after this, you know, with albeit that hopefully winning the Big West Championship and then moving on even further to continue your collegiate career. But once that does officially come to it to an end, your major is listed as psychology. You are quite the student athlete. Last year earned all Big West academic honors, named to Big West Commissioner's Honor Roll. So just tell us a little bit about your major, why you chose it, and maybe some future career plans that you might have.
So I'm actually double majoring in sociology and psychology. And I already have my plans for next year. I'm going to do a master's in London for sports psychology, because I just like to stay in the field of sports, athletics, like student athletes. And yeah, I'm just want to work on like with college students and like, yeah.
That sounds awesome in London. So we're just going country hopping. I love it. No, that's awesome. That's what you need to do as a young person. Where exactly in London or what school?
So I'm currently still applying to the University of East London, sports psychology. It's a relatively new school, all about like athletes. Unfortunately, they don't have a water polo team, so I will be stopping water polo. But yeah, I'm just really excited to start a new part of my life, focus more on school, because it has always been like, oh, sports, but now it's going to be school. And yeah, I hope to get a master's and hopefully more after.
Yeah. Speaking of student athletes, or just athletes and psychology, as we are joined by Lotte Sturtefeld of the women's water polo team for the University of Hawaii. Talk to us about how you personally maybe dealt with everything that happened with the pandemic and being an athlete and different country and coming out of it, all of that kind of stuff that went on. So just in general, like when, you know, the pandemic happened and world shutting down and being from a different country and then coming out of it, I know it's hard. It was a hard time for a lot of student athletes and finding ways to deal with it and not being able to necessarily play their sport for a little while as well. So if you don't mind sharing with us everything that maybe you went through, maybe things that helped you still continue to succeed after that point in time for everybody.
Well, obviously we couldn't practice anymore. It was rough, like going from practicing like 20, 25 hours a week to zero, has some effects on body. That was something I struggled with, being an athlete and always super in super good form and super fit, and then suddenly not practicing at all. It was a big change in my life. I had to adjust a lot. And then when I came here in my freshman year, the first semester, we still didn't practice. So we tried to keep ourselves busy with beach workouts, a lot of run swim runs, we didn't really like those, but I mean, it's great that you're in Hawaii and you can use the water, more privileged than a lot of other people. And yeah, it was a big kind of adjustment to go back to being a student athlete, especially with like time management, not getting injured after such a long period of time of not playing water polo. But I always loved water polo and I miss it a lot. I love practicing, to be honest. So I was really happy when Mo gave us the text like, hey guys, we're back in the pool. Season is on, and everyone was super excited. And yeah.
Awesome. And maybe just a couple more for you here, Lot. Just talk to us a little bit about, you know, the mentality of yourself and the team heading through the final stretch of the regular season. And then knowing that you guys already, you know, clinched at least a share of the regular season title and the number one seed in the championships in a couple of weeks, how do you guys, you know, stay focused and eyes on the prize and still want to go out there and, you know, come out with a couple of wins these next two games, even though you've already clinched those spots?
Well, first of all, it's my last season here in Hawaii, and I obviously want to end it the best way possible, which means going to the NCAA final and getting that championship. And like last year, we were also regular season champs, and unfortunately, we lost. Even though we won all the regular season games by quite a lot. So I think looking to this season, we know that happened last year and we all know that can happen again. So we all talk about like how we need to stay focused and like we all experienced how unfortunate that was. Like we all kind of expected that we would win and the other team came out way tougher than us. So we talk about that a lot and how we just need to stay focused these last few games. Even Santa Barbara senior night, need to just give it our all, take the one seed, which is really important. Because our route to the season, to the championship will just be way easier than if we have to face a Long Beach or an Irvine in the semifinals, which are amazing teams and always play super hard. And especially in those championship games, they just give it their all. So yeah, it's just really important to finish strong these last games and, keep giving everything during practice, stay focused, be consistent. I think that's like the few keywords is being consistent, with our energy, with our, toughness, how Mo likes to say it. You just need to be tough and keep going. And it's my last semester. I just want to give it all and be the best.
I love it. And we are definitely going to be rooting for you guys. Last thing, maybe anything you want to, any words that you want to share for all of the fans listening?
Just I'm super grateful to have spent my years in Hawaii and to play for such an amazing state. I mean, we're the only university on island representing Hawaii as a college in water polo. Felt super special. We always got supported from the community and the high school kids who come to our games, and it just feel like we're so supported and loved, and that's just a really special feeling. I'm really thankful for that, and I'm sad to leave, but excited to look forward in my life.
Awesome. Last or final words. And we are very appreciative of you for giving your all for the University of Hawaii and ultimately the state. So thank you so much for not only taking the time to join us on this interview today, but also just everything you've given to the state.
Thank you.